One of the biggest problems that big organizations have is flow of information to people. Yeah, when people are in the dark about things, which means they don't have the information they need to progress, it's a massive problem for organizations. And so we want to also highlight how information flows, who receives what, how much transparency, you know, I think, to be honest, that the more transparency, it's a personal thing for me, the more transparency that exists, the more trust people have in what goes on. And so when things are not transparent, when we can't see, and because we can't see, we don't know, then problems begin to exist. And there's open channels with feedback. And here's a final point, it's a personal point. I think, personally, that I don't know is unacceptable. Very often. Mm. I say very often, I qualify that, but very often. When people say, and this is what I do in my personal one-to-one coaching with people. Someone, I ask a person a question about their life, and they say, I don't know. And my response is, then who knows? If you don't know the answer to this question about your life, then you have to focus on what the answer is, because nobody else knows it. There's nobody else in the world that knows that one thing about your life better than you, because nobody knows your life better than you. Nobody knows your thoughts better than you. Nobody knows your experience better than you. You're right at the center of everything. You're the center of your own universe. And so, when we reach a point in communication, when we're trying to take things forward, and we reach a point in communication where we ask an important question, a relevant question, and the response we get is, I don't know. Or it's just words. We call it verbiage. It's fluff. It's a lot of words, but they don't mean anything when you put them all together, right? Like your television soap opera, you know, it's like there's one episode every day, and so in a month, like, there's 30 episodes, but it doesn't actually collectively, you know, mean anything. It's just, right, a lot of people talk but say nothing, right? A lot of people talk but say nothing, because there's no definitive action or definitive point. There's no action point. There's no action plan because of this. Well, I don't know. That's not acceptable. It's not good enough. Look, and let's put this in context. If I say to somebody, "Oh, what is the capital of Bolivia?" and they say, "I don't know." Okay. You can not know about some geographical thing that's not important. But in work, in a company, you're talking about your job. And I don't think it's acceptable to say, I don't know, when it's related to your work. Because it's something that people are asking questions because they care. Yep. They're asking questions because they're involved. They're invested. Like, people spend 2, 3, 5, 10 years of their life putting energy into making something work, and they ask questions because they want things to continue going forward. They don't ask questions because they want it to stop. They don't ask questions because they want something bad to happen. They don't ask questions because they're just negatively orientated. They ask questions because they want solutions. They want answers. And so I think that when we reach a point where it's like, I don't know what's happening next. I don't know what the plan is. It's like, whoa, this is not a good place to be in a working environment. That's the time when you need to sit down and say, and maybe that's at the core of what I'm trying to paraphrase about what you're saying, is that we've reached a point right now where there's this big question mark of, I don't know. What next? I don't know. Where's it going? I don't know. what's the plan? I don't know. So, well, this is not good. Right? This is not good because we've got competition. And the competition's got a plan. They're going forward. They've got ideas in order to survive in the market, which is which is brutal. You know, it's dog eat dog out in the real world. It's dog eat dog, and in order to survive, we've got to get to the next level, which is knowledge and understanding and progression and getting things right. Does that make sense?